there is no other radio station like this. This is personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has described Bill No. 7 as a direct attack on Zambia's democracy, urging citizens to reject it in its entirety. Disability Rights Watch has called on government to accelerate efforts to create a fully inclusive society for persons with disabilities. And in international news, Vladimir Putin and U.S. negotiators appear to have failed to achieve a breakthrough on securing a Ukraine peace deal.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has described Bill 7 as a direct attack on Zambia's democracy, urging citizens to reject it in its entirety. Membe says the bill does not represent reform constitutional improvement or modern governance, but rather a calculated attempt to centralize political power in the hands of one individual and one party. He says the bill poses the most serious threat to Zambia's constitutional order since independence. He argued that its provisions are crafted to weaken parliament, over the will of the people, and elevate the presidency above all institutions. Dr. Membe points to the proposal allowing the president to appoint 50 members of parliament, saying no democratic nation permits a head of state to handpick such a large block of MPs whose loyalty would be to appointing authority rather than the electorate. According to him, the provision amounts to political corruption embedded in law and could enable the president to alter the constitution, remove a term limit, abolish the 50+1 rule, and pass laws that entrench personal power. Dr. Membe has also raised concern over the opaque and suspicious approach to constituency delimitation.
977 News.
In other news, Disability Rights Watch, DRW, has called on government to accelerate efforts to create a fully inclusive society for persons with disabilities as the country joins the global community in commemorating the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD. This year's theme is Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress, places social inclusion and leadership at the center of national development. Rights Watch Programs Coordinator Bruce Chuma has emphasized the need for tangible action, further urging government to publish an annual disability inclusion progress report with clear targets and timelines to ensure accountability. Chuma has also called for a focus on accessible public services and infrastructure, including health facilities, schools, social protection centers, and public transport.
977 News.
In more news, government has acknowledged that persons with disabilities in the Chipili district of Luapula province have continued to encounter challenges that limit their full participation in WASH services. Speaking at one-day orientation, Chipili District Commissioner Wendy Chapelwa emphasized that access to safe water, sanitation and hygiene is a basic human right. Chapewa reiterated government's resolve to turn the orientation's insights into meaningful progress and urged that Chipili be positioned as a benchmark for inclusive WASH delivery. She stressed that disability does not equate to inability and called on families and communities to offer support and acceptance. Earlier, NGO WASH Forum Advocacy Officer Nonde Lwatula explained that the forum, comprising 41 member organizations, convened the orientation to advance inclusive WASH practices. He highlighted the need to address gaps in infrastructure developed through the Constituency Development Fund, which often overlooks accessibility for persons with disabilities.
977 News.
The United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, has announced the appointment of Zambian international soccer player Patson Daka as a WFP Goodwill Ambassador. As a Goodwill Ambassador, Daka will use his platform on and off the pitch to raise awareness and advocate for WFP's work towards ending hunger with a focus on youth nutrition, resilience building and community development. He will further spotlight WFP programmes including school feeding, emergency response and resilience building, while encouraging fans and communities to team up for zero hunger. And speaking at the unveiling event, Daka says this role is a deep commitment to helping ensure that every child in Zambia has access to the food and nutrition they need to thrive, dream and succeed. And WFP representative and country director in Zambia, Sisi Kabasuga, says Daka's voice will help reach new audiences, especially young people, with the message that good nutrition is fundamental to empowering the next generation. The United Nations World Food Programme is the world's largest humanitarian organization, saving lives in emergencies, building prosperity and supporting a sustainable future for people recovering from conflict, disasters and the impact of climate change.
977 News.
In more news, the Footballers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia, FAWUZ, says it has formally engaged the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts over the long-standing unpaid allowances owed to the Zambia Women's National Football Team, the Copper Queens. FAWUZ General Secretary Joe Kaunda says the dues include payments from the WAFCON 2026 qualifiers, which players have been waiting for over an extended period. Kaunda says the union raised the matter with government officials during the just-ended football in Daba, where it stressed the urgency of resolving the issue without further delay. Kaunda has disclosed that government has given what he describes as a firm undertaking to address the matter, with similar commitments made to the men's national team, the Chipolo Polo, ahead of the upcoming AFCON engagements. According to FAWUZ, the ministry has already initiated the necessary process for dispersing the outstanding payments, and the treasury is expected to release the funds soon. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda says ongoing pension reforms must remain inclusive, transparent and centered on the welfare of Zambian workers. Chanda says the discussions were open and constructive, with all parties focused on strengthening the country's pension system. He says the meeting brought together key institutions responsible for administering retirement benefits, among them NAPSA, LASF and PSPF, alongside labor representatives who understand the everyday realities of Zambia's workforce. Chanda notes that as Zambia continues to review its legal and structural pension framework, it is critical that workers are guaranteed dignity, fairness and timely access to their benefits after years of national service. He has reaffirmed his commitment to supporting reforms that promote justice protection and long-term financial security for all workers, saying no employee should retire into poverty. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Vladimir Putin and U.S. negotiators appear to have failed to achieve a breakthrough on securing a Ukraine peace deal. Russian officials say the talks were constructive, but no compromise was reached over territorial concessions for Ukraine. It comes as NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss the ongoing peace talks. Earlier, Putin had said Europe's peace deal demands were not acceptable. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, more than 2,000 extremely abusive social media posts, including death and rape threats, were sent about managers and players in the Premier League and Women's Super League in a single weekend, a BBC investigation has found. The analysis conducted with data science company Signify focused on posts made during 10 Premier League and 6 WSL matches on the weekend of 8 and 9 November, and also found messages including racist slurs, homophobia and threats of violence. Managers were targeted more than players, with 82%